A Brown University PhD student in epidemiology, Beth Lacey is 28 years old. That means she's a long way from retirement and plans to be working for decades to come. But the debate over the future of Medicare and Social Security are on Lacey's mind, even when she makes one of her regular coffee stops at the cable car cinema in Providence.
It is something I think about. It's not something necessarily that keeps me up at night, but just because of the world I'm in with work, I'm in public health, I definitely think a lot more about Medicare than Social Security.
These federal programs aren't just an abstract concept for Lacey. She says Medicare and Social Security have been a saving grace for her family due to the declining health of her grandparents. Lacey thinks federal programs created to help the elderly during the New Deal and Great Society eras remain important.
My personal view is that we need these government programs. I think that there are other areas of the budget that should be cut before programs such as Social Security or Medicare should be cut. I think that as you move through society and get older, you should be able to rely on the fact that there's something there to support you.
The extent to which Medicare and Social Security will be there to support future retirees is a subject of growing political debate. That's because a huge demographic increase of retiring baby boomers will dramatically ramp up the cost of the two programs.
How you get Medicare and why you get Medicare and when you get Medicare has to be revisited.
That's the outgoing chairman of the state Republican Party, Mark Zakaria. He's familiar with the federal entitlement debate after making two unsuccessful runs for Congress. Like many Republicans in Congress, Zakaria sees Medicare and Social Security as symptoms of out-of-control federal spending. He says the disconnect between what the government takes in and what it spends could eventually destroy the economy.
I hate to be a prophet of doom, but if you keep spending on your credit card in your own personal budget with no regard to paying for it or anything like that, they'll cut you off. And all of a sudden, when it comes time to your electric bill or your food bill or something that's really important, you're not going to be able to do it.
On the other side of the partisan aisle, Democratic Congressman David Cicilline made his opposition to Social Security and Medicare cuts a focal point of his successful re-election campaign last year. Like most Democrats, he calls Medicare and Social Security part of a social contract between the government and its citizens.
These programs were created because they reflect our values as a country, that we wanted to ensure that when you reach a certain age in life, that you can be guaranteed to have the ability to meet your basic needs through Social Security and live with dignity. And we created Medicare because we decided as a country that when you reached a certain age, you should be guaranteed access to quality, affordable health care. And those reflect important American values.
An annual report by trustees of the two programs calls for Congress to tackle the financial challenges facing Medicare and Social Security as soon as possible. Acting sooner, they say, will leave more options and allow the public adequate time to prepare. Most observers agree that strengthening Social Security is simpler than doing the same for Medicare, at least in theory. Yet continuous gridlock in Washington raises questions about Congress's ability to craft solutions for these programs with broad public support. Find a group of seniors, and you're likely to find someone unhappy with previous cuts to safety net programs. Sitting in a booth with friends at the Dunkin' Donuts on Smith Hill, Mary Fallon shared her view on the value of Medicare and Social Security over a cup of coffee.
Well, I think they're important because, a lot of people have retired, and they're dependent on these things. And besides that, we have paid into this all our lives. And they have cut a lot of things, and I still see a lot more cuts coming.
The latest GOP budget unveiled this week does include a controversial proposal to replace Medicare's guaranteed benefits with a voucher that can be used in the private insurance market. It's an approach they've rolled out before. It emphasizes the Republican focus to reduce expenses by cutting spending and benefits. By contrast, Democrats like Cicilline favor strengthening Social Security by increasing how much some of the wealthiest Americans pay into the program. Cicilline says reducing the cost of health care is the way to shore up Medicare.
The real answer is to recognize it's not Medicare that's the problem. It's the health care system. Reform that and fix that so we can provide every American with access to quality, affordable health care.
the cost of Medicare and Social Security will continue to spike as baby boomers retire in big numbers in the years to come. With few signs of compromise in Washington, the question remains whether Congress will be able to defuse this ticking fiscal time bomb before it's too late. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.